Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two Black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanik.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Mm-hmm. We're back on this lovely... I don't know. What's today? It's Tuesday for me. It's Monday for you.
It's Monday for me. When you get this podcast episode, it'll probably be on or around Thanksgiving for our US listeners.
Yes, it's Thanksgiving this week.
It is Thanksgiving this week.
How is your Thanksgiving week going so far?
So far, so good. I am working. Super jealous. Evan is off all week, but we have family coming. I think I mentioned on the podcast that we're hosting Thanksgiving. So
okay, hostess with the mostess.
I know I am Dorinda Mesley.
I make it nice.
I made it nice.
Just don't get as drunk.
I made it That's nice. Yeah. Hopefully I'm not drunk and crying. But yeah, we rented a table that should be coming on Wednesday. I spent way too much money getting a bunch of random shit to make my little tablescape. Yeah, I'm trying to be like a real adult over here. So
the way that like the only two shops that are in my mind are like Pier 1 Imports and fucking Crate and Barrel have like impressed on us. I would say mostly women, that we like need to have like holiday wear, like holiday wares, tablescapes.
Yes. So now I'm just gonna have that, like, because I, you know, we rented the table and the tablecloth because we needed to get a big table, but then I bought like fake, like kind of like autumnal greenery and flowers to put on the table. I got long stem candles and like candle
holders. God,
like,
they're long stem.
You know, I'm gonna just have these things. I'm like.
And then you have to get a fucking.
What am I going to do this? Like, I don't know. But I'm like, I don't know. I want to make it nice.
There's a Dorinda in all of us, you know?
Yeah. That's really all it is. But yeah. How are you doing? Are you doing anything with any American folks in China? Or are you just like, whenever?
Yeah,
gotta stay out of mind.
It's basically you tell yourself that every year you're like, I don't know, it's just a holiday and Thanksgiving is really messed up anyway when you think about it. And then when you're just like at home by yourself, you're like, wow, like I really am by myself.
On Instagram and seeing everybody's like, everyone's photos and like.
Happy Turkey Day. And you're like, ah, fuck.
Everyone has to post a picture of their plate.
And you're like, oh man, I have to make my own plate. It's just brown.
It's just brown.
The little sprinkle of maybe something, maybe some Brussels sprouts if they're not too brown yet. But yeah, so it's very like, I was telling someone else about this, like all the holiday season here is just, it's completely DIY in a way that it's not like a fun DIY, but like, ooh, I'm going to make it my own this year. Like you literally have to like literally pick up every single piece and make it festive on your own, which is so tiring. And you're just like, oh, why can't someone else do this? Why can't the ambiance just be here? You know?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, right now it's so, I'm sorry, like to be that annoying person who's like, it's fall, but like, it is so quintessentially fall right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to send you a picture I took from my window because literally I cannot work because I'm just sitting at my window and just like staring out at just how pretty the leaves are. And it just feels so like that. So if you're someplace where that just isn't the vibe, mm-hmm. I don't know how you're expected to like get in that mood. Like it is DIY.
Yes.
Here, I just sent you a photo of like my window.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Very
Isn't
much
so.
Isn't
it just so pretty? I'm just obsessed.
It's giving When Harry Met Sally. That's how fall it is.
Babe, seriously, that's how fall it's been in New York. Like I'm putting on a fucking white sweater tomorrow and just like just like walk around.
Yes, like just like rub your nose into the neck of it. You're like, yeah, that very much
Yeah.
that.
Yes, it
So,
is Thanksgiving.
but yeah. Oh, but what I'm doing for Thanksgiving, I am going to call my family, which is always. It's fun to be passed around the function to people I don't necessarily want to be talking on the phone with without the the autonomy to like be like, okay, can you pass me back? It's rude. But yeah, so I'm gonna do that. And then this weekend on Saturday, I'm going to like a kind of like a lot of restaurants will host like, oh, we're hosting our own Thanksgiving dinner. It is the worst because you're relying on everyone else's cooking and it's never good.
Right.
It's never good. It's never seasoned well. It's a lot of like mushroom things, which that was
What?
too big. Like it's like
Why?
mushroom stuffing, a mushroom risotto, and it's like I just want fucking stovetop stuffing. Like I just want a simple mashed potato with turkey and everything is like, you know when someone's always trying to do something different at Thanksgiving, that's all that exists here and
And
it's
I
all
can't
done.
stand that. And I can't stand that. I'm like, Thanksgiving is not the time to be experimenting. Like, we want the classics. We want what we know.
Yes.
Don't bring that bullshit here. Talk
And I
about,
think
oh, I saw a new recipe for macaroni. I'm like, if I swear to God, I
And then,
swear to
like,
God.
if there's maybe like one restaurant that will make macaroni and cheese with their plate, and it's the fucking worst. It's too wet. It's too wet. It's
Yeah.
underseasoned. It's a lot. So basically, I have to suffer through. But I am planning in the next like maybe I don't know 2 or 3 weeks. I have to. I'm going to be making my own familiar Thanksgiving slash Christmas plate for myself. So.
You know what? I love that for you.
With
I
my
think
own
you deserve that.
leftovers. Yeah. So, but it's again, it's when you have to really like make a point to do it yourself, you're like, oh, this is annoying. Like, I just, it's like when you're sick and you have to
Yeah.
take care of yourself, you're like, someone else is supposed to do this. Like, where's my mom to like rub my back? You know, like that's how I feel about Thanksgiving. I'm like, where are the grown-ups that are supposed to handle this for me?
I know. I feel very, I definitely like, I'm so like annoying a millennial. Like, it's like an adult finally. Like, it's like, girl, like, you are 31. Like, I get why Gen Z clowns us because, like, we really do say some cringe shit. Like, I'm adulting. Like, bitch, like, go freeze your eggs. Like, shut
Listen,
up. Like,
don't, their
you are
time will
grown.
come.
But, like, but I do feel like an adult this year because it's the first time I'm hosting and it's like, oh, I'm not just like one of the kids. It's like, oh, I'm like, I'm doing stuff. And I mean I've cooked before for Thanksgiving, but like, you know, we're responsible for the bulk of it. And then like I have like my younger cousins coming who are like 14 and 21. And I'm like, oh, I'm like the adult here. I am the
They're
adult
coming to
here.
ask you like, where are such and such things? They're asking you,
Yeah.
can we have another soda? Like you're the authority figure. Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, why are you asking me? And I'm like, oh, it's because this is my house. That's why. I'm the adult here. Like, fuck if I know. Don't ask me. But
Exactly.
anyway, super excited for the holidays. Do we have any words from our lovely, lovely listeners?
We do. So, we're running a little bit short on time today, but I did want to shout out everyone. Next week we'll be able to read out the messages. But I wanted to shout out Brandy and Jessica and Nina, who sent us DMs this week. But I wanted to give an update, I guess, on the ginger of it all. So last week we were talking about how gingers get so much hate in society.
Right.
And Brandy messages saying, as one of your loyal Ginger listeners, I wanted to comment on the last episode, even before the South Park episode aired. I always heard jokes and teasing about my hair and freckles. That was just standard. I always thought the joke about calling redheads day walkers from South Park was hilarious. So that certainly did not bother me. I did have one obnoxious guy call me fire crotch on several occasions, but I eventually responded with, you know what they say, red on the head, fire in the bed. Never.
Okay, yes, slay.
And then too bad you'll never know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. And
So
I guess you definitely burned him, didn't you? Hey.
that fire crotch.
Yo, I spit straight fire, redhead.
Yes.
Love that.
And Brandy said, a couple of years ago when I had surgery, I was coming out of anesthesia and I could have swore I heard the nurse say that redheads were going to be extinct one day. When I was lucid later, I asked my sister about it and she said, yes, that's exactly the conversation the nurse was having with her about me. We all had a good laugh about it. So thank you, Brandy. That was lovely.
Okay, the nurse needs to work on her bedside manner. I don't know if you should.
Maybe there's some
It's weird
sarcasm in the tone. I think she was talking to the sister, like the family member. But yeah, maybe not the best thing to say, but you
Fair.
know, it's fine.
Y yeah.
What if she never woke up?
Yeah. Right. Like, what
Yeah.
if you receive that shit and then she died? It's like, it's
Yeah.
her sister. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. But thank you all for those lovely messages. We will be sure to give those a read next week as well.
Absolutely. Hit us up at EWS Pod. If you got some words to say to us, we would love to hear from you. But I am ready if you're ready to jump into this episode, Lauren.
I'm ready.
Let's do this. So we're watching the two-parter Jane Says. Major trigger warning. We are going to be talking about child sexual abuse. I think on the other one episode, I mistakenly said we had never covered this topic. That is false. We did in Degrassi Junior High. I remember with Lucy and the weird teacher. But
Right.
yeah, if you don't want to, this one was heavy. It was hard to watch, but I'm gonna lie. For myself, I was like, oof, this is rough.
In a good way, like Degrassi really went in and kind of like really tried to like do this in a very well dramatized, acted, written, scripted. Like they did a very good job of that, I feel like, compared to other hot, not hot topics, but like deeper topics and deeper issues. But that being said, it made it very intense in a way that I was not expecting a Degrassi episode to. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, you're totally right. I think it's one of it's it was pretty well done, I would say. From my vantage point. Listeners, you have opinions that beg to differ. I would love to hear them. But in part one, Jane's mom wants her father back in her and Lucas's lives, but Jane doesn't want anything to do with him, and she can't remember why. Meanwhile, Danny's new girlfriend Leia doesn't fit in with any of Danny's friends and lies compulsively to avoid them. So in our cold open, Jane is outside of Degrassi. She's trying to make a call. Real subtle, they got the little marquee behind her, like driver's tests. She's waiting for her brother Lucas because he's bringing, I guess, they're his car for her to use for the driver's
Right.
test. He shows up and he has the most god-awful hair and facial hair, which he did not have last time we saw him. His hair's like spiked up. He's got like a chin strap, but it's like so thin. It's the thin line between love and hate, and I hate his facial hair. It's so fucking bad.
Okay, I can't put my finger on it, but like I know this person exists and I can't remember who exactly it is. It's like a mixture of like Kevin Federline, Fred Durst, Joey Fatone at times, like But there's also another person that like actually looks like this that I just can't put my finger on because he's a white guy with a chin
I feel
strap
like it's
and
like
too many
JWoww's,
details.
it's like JWoww's ex-boyfriend from like Jersey Shore. What's his face?
I mean, her husband Roger, her
Oh, are they still,
ex-husband
are they?
Roger.
Yeah, Roger. It's giving
Yeah.
Roger.
It's
Like, you
giving
know.
Roger with a ex little extra seasoning.
Yeah.
He goes to a black barber
He does.
and he likes
He
to
loves it
brag
there.
about
He tells everyone. But he's learned nothing from those conversations. yeah, he's late. And but she passes her test, so her mom is very happy for her. But Jane's mom is kind of frustrated with Lucas. He's kind of bummed, like he doesn't have a job. He's like not really doing anything with himself. And Jane suggests that maybe Lucas will change if Izzy, his daughter, was around more. And I'm like, let's not bring a child
Oh
into
my
this.
God.
It's not Izzy's job to make her dad be like an adult.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But our next scene, Izzy's at the house and she's gotten, the actress has gotten so big. She's like not
I
like a little
know.
baby anymore. She's so cute.
Very.
Adorable. She's helping Jane's mom decorate a cake for Jane for her having passed her tests. And like Lucas is just like fully just playing video games, like not engaging with them at all. Like he's just like bum. Bum. Okay. Your dad's a bum. So we cut to Danny and Leia, who are dating now. Negative chemistry between these two actors. And I think a lot of it, and I hate to shit on people. Now, what am I saying? I love to shit on people. I've been doing this podcast for years, and it's all I do. Why am I lying right now? It's so crazy. I don't know what just came over me. The actress who plays Leia is terrible.
Yeah.
She like has zero affect, and it's just like it's hard to watch. Like, and this episode asks a lot out of her, and she's
Yeah.
like, "Go on, girl, give us nothing."
Yeah. And it doesn't help that she's not like her character is like doing embarrassing shit and not doing it well. It's just adding to it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like this. But Danny, he like really is into Leia, and he wants her to hang out with his friends more. Like they always kind of like do their own separate thing. And Mia's not really, I mean, Leia's not really sure. She thinks it's gonna be kind of like awkward because of Mia, and then also just like, you know, she feels like her friends are like his friends are like, you know, too cool for school or whatever. But Danny asks, who is it? I think it's Peter and Sab. He's talking to Peter Sab, and he's like, he asks if Leia can join them on like their double dates because those guys double date all the time with their girlfriends. And Danny and
Right.
Leia, they're like, no, Leia can stay home. And they're like, well, we're not really sure if she'll get along with the girls, but like, no, it's fine. Like she's like, no, Leia's cool. Like you just gotta like, you just get to know her. He hypes her up too much. I'm like, you can't hype your significant other that much up to your friends. Like you gotta keep it cool. Like.
You gotta like almost like dumb it down, be like, he's not that great, but I love him. You gotta be like, you gotta really downplay it. So that they can exceed the expectations, okay?
I mean, it's truly intimidating. I mean, I guess it's different for girls than guys, but it is intimidating when like introducing a significant other, especially if it's a guy, it's like your girlfriends, especially if they're anything like a bunch of
Yes,
judgmental
like we're gonna clown him straight up, and like. The thing is that it's like that classic meme where it's like someone's like, "Oh, do you have a picture of him?" And you're like scrolling for like 10 minutes trying to find the exact picture that's going to really do them justice, and then you still can't find it. You're like, he's not very photogenic. He's not good at taking
we've all done it. Literally. I'm like, why can't you take a good fucking picture?
I feel
Like,
like
your pictures don't
for
do justice.
you, for both of us. Like, I don't know about Evan, but like with Xavier, he just is not like he's not photogenic. I have to like just start taking photos of him when he's not looking because that's the only way I'm
Same.
gonna get.
I have to take exclusively candids because if Evan
Oh.
to like take a picture, he like I don't know what comes over him. Obviously, I love him. I think my husband is very attractive. For some reason, when he takes photos, he like does this like head tilt. I don't know. It's like
I
so
know
bizarre.
exactly
I'm
what
like,
you're
you
talking
never look like
about.
that. I don't know why you're doing that. You've never looked at me like that. You're just like talk. Like you're like kind of like school picture, like head to the side, smile. It's so weird.
Oh, God.
Like, why are you doing that right now? But anyway, my boyfriend, our partners are very cute.
Yes.
So yeah, so they're like, okay, we know. Peter's like, okay, God, get this. We'll have a sleepover at my place. Like, we'll do some lying because we're teenagers, and we'll hang out at mine. And they're all like, yeah. Danny's like, yeah, you're gonna love Leia. She's gonna have some. She's gonna be awesome. You're gonna love her.
You're gonna
And I'm
want to
like,
break up with your
okay,
girlfriend and date Leia. She's still awesome.
yeah, she's so cool. Leia's so cool. But they're at media immersion, and the Shep is already back. He took a few classes. He said, "I am here. People change. I'm living. I'm learning. I'm unlearning. I'm a different man." No one's thrilled about him, but they're having this like alumni week, and they're bringing back some, Degrassi alumni to play in this like football game against the football players. And oh, Liberty's coming apparently, and she's gonna pop down and play. And Jane thinks it's a great idea to get Lucas like to get his shit together. Maybe he'll like go get out there on the gridiron and he'll like get a new lease on life.
Gonna bust some
You
heads
know?
and really get my frustration out, and
Yeah.
that's gonna make me a better person. I'm gonna beat people
Yeah,
up on the
like,
field.
yeah, that's exactly what Lucas needs. Just a little jolt. So when Jane comes home, she's like super excited about this idea. And she's like, oh, he can like network, like he can maybe get a job, like, which actually is a good idea. I thought it was just like, oh, for him to play. And she's like, no, like there'll be other alumni who have jobs and maybe
Right.
he could get a job from this. But Jane's like, I actually think what's gonna help Lucas is if he hangs out with his dad more. I invited your dad to come over for dinner. And Jane isn't happy. She calls her dad Carlos, so we know like what the situation is. But they're like, you gotta do some family time. Basically, Jane, like, just suck it up. But she's like, she's not clear on why she doesn't want him around, but she's like, doesn't want him around. So,
Right.
yeah. So it's like, something's up there. At the dot, Danny tells Leia the plan. And Leia's like, oh, wow. What was it? Okay, that's like Leia's impression. This is Leia's impression. Shh. Shh.
Shade.
Okay, asleep. like, wake up, girl! Like the camera's rolling. Come on, we need to get in there. So,
She shares her artistry through dance, as we all know. And she's obviously one. You could see Sadiq's shoulders right
I'm just swaying to and fro, like a weeping willow.
Listen, it's interpretive.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's
Yeah,
contemporary
she's like,
dance.
so Leia's like, oh wow, great. That sounds cool. And Danny's like, what's the deal? Like, why don't you want to do this? He's like, okay, I didn't want to tell you, but Sav's been hitting on me. It makes me kind of, is that a big deal? It's not a big deal. It's just like makes me kind of uncomfortable, but like it's fine. It's fine. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, I'm gonna say something. And she's like, no, don't say anything. It's fine. So I'm still making her sound more interesting. Like, I put in too much. No, Danny, it's fine. Do not say anything to Zev. But she's lying. We know she's lying because she does the thing that bad actors when they're lying. And they like say the thing of like, no, yeah, it's fine. And then they like look away
Yeah.
like they're talking to themselves, like, I lied. Like, why are you making that face? Like you're giving it away. But Danny is too dumb to get that. So Lucas is setting the table for dinner and he's excited. He's like, oh, like which one, like forks go on the left? He's like, he's like in his bag. He's been watching The Gilded Age and he's learning how to set a table. I've been watching The Gilded Age a lot. That
Same,
show is
same.
terrible, but I love it.
I know.
I love it. It's so bad.
It's terrible, but so good.
It's just like head empty when I watch it. I think my brain, like, if you ask me what happened like last night's episode, I'm like, I literally don't know. But like, I was living for it, but I don't know what the
Because
fuck was
it's
going on.
a million and one things.
There's too many people. Okay. Spoiler. Sorry. Like, I'm not gonna go on too long of a tangent. If anyone's watching Gilded Age, sorry for the spoiler. The scene this season when that woman was at dinner and she was like, oh! And because she saw that one bald guy, and I was like, who the fuck is she? I was like, and I was like, is she gonna die? I didn't know. And they're like, oh yeah, that's his daughter. I was like, what? Like, what did that?
The amount of subplots is ridiculous.
I missed that whole plot point.
Well, because it's only happened
I've
one
never
time that
seen
he
a
was,
show with this many subplots.
when he was creeping outside our house. It's too
And
much.
that
It's too
happened
much.
last season. Am I, I'm not gonna remember this random bald nigga like peep top peeping out somebody's house. I don't know what that means. And then she like gasps and was like, that was my father. And I'm like, but who are you? I don't even know your
But
name.
even then, like, we didn't even, that was the first time we found out that that was her father, was in that scene.
Right. We should have known that, and then it would have been better. Like, oh shit, she's here. It just was like, oh, that's my dad. I was like, since always, or like just like
Yeah.
5 minutes ago. Anyway,
Justice for Peggy.
I'll be tuning in next week. I'll be tuning in next week every week because I love it.
Yes.
I justice for Peggy because she honestly has the most interesting storyline. I wish
And
that was a
don't
show
fucking give it to
on
us.
its own. I wish
We
Peggy had
get,
her own show.
sorry, not a spoiler, but we get one fucking scene at the Tuskegee Institute. Are you fucking kidding me?
We're
We
gonna go
get
back, I
one
think.
scene? I
I
don't
don't
think
think that's
so.
the end of it. I
I
hope.
don't think we got one
Are you
scene in
serious?
Philadelphia. Why would we get more than one scene
With her
at
son who
Tuskegee?
died off screen between seasons. And I'm like, wait,
And
what?
that's
He's
it.
dead? Huh? That was crazy. I swear to God, if we only see one season of Tuskegee Institute, I'll be pissed. Because like, especially with the whole like, no, there has some shit gonna go down because the mom was like, the South is different. And I'm like, something bad's gonna happen to them down there.
Yeah,
Like
that's
she's
the
gonna
only
see like
plot
a
point we're gonna
lynching,
get.
and I'm like, I
That's
don't want
of
to see a
course.
lynching. Like, I mean, I know that's like what like the time was, but like it's very jarring to have people at like balls at like the Vanderbilt, and then someone's getting lynched. I'm just like, what the fuck? There are two different
There.
shows we're watching.
I
Actually,
know.
no, there's like six different shows happening on the show. There's
Are.
several shows. Anyway, I
There
digress. So, he's excited to set the table. And he's happy dad's coming around. And Jane's like, you know, it's just like, you know, the way it was. Like she's kind of like hinting the things having been bad. And Lucas is like, listen, dad left. We've been miserable for years. Like, cut it out, basically. Like, let's give him a chance and like, you know, try to be a family. So we're at Peter's apartment and Danny and Leia arrive. And they're like, hey. And she's like, hi. They're gonna watch Lost, and Danny's like, "Oh my God, yeah!" Like Leia, he's trying to do that thing you do when like you have a new like boyfriend or girlfriend to like ask them questions, like get them like in the convo. So he's like, "Oh my God, like yeah, like we love Lost. Like Leia, who's your favorite other?" And she's like, "Oh, I must have missed that season, and I didn't watch Lost, but even I think I heard about the others. I'm like, I think it's like a really major plot point like throughout the show that I'm like, you have to know who that is." It's like watching Game of Thrones, like, oh, White Walkers, haven't heard of them. Like, no, they're like, oh, there's a lot of them. Like, they're kind of a big part of the
Very much so. Yeah,
And
Leia's not doing
Sav
herself
clocks
any
it.
favors.
Sav's like, he's like, no, you don't like, you don't know who the others are. Like, that's weird. But he don't give her away. So then, but Anya and me are like, we didn't. Listen, like we just snuck out. Like we're not sneaking out to like watch TV. Like let's do something fun and social. So Anya suggests Truth or Dare, which of course you suggest in a party like this. And we cut to them playing the game. And Leia's like, Dare. And Anya dares her to wear her bra outside of her shirt, right? And Leia's like, no. And I'm like, that's a very low stakes day. Like, assuming she doesn't have to get the bra off in front of everyone, I'm like, just put the bra over your. You got holes in your bra? Like, your bra dirty? Like, I don't know.
Listen,
What's wrong with your bra?
as someone at the sleepover, listen, I personally never said dare because I didn't want to do anything. Like, you can't say dare and then say no. If you don't want to do the dare, you have to say truth. That's like, that's sleepover 101. Like,
101. Yeah, I was shocked. They just were like, Adi's like, I'll do it. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, everyone knows that if like, if you say no to one, you have to the other. Like, you can't just not do it. And it's like, oh, skip your turn. Like, no, girl. Like you're gonna tell us like your deep dark secret then. Like, so it's either put that bra
Exactly.
on
The,
outside
now
your
the truth
shirt,
is gonna be really intense.
or tell us about like if you could change one thing about Danny, what would it be? Like, you have two options,
Also,
okay? And
why are we
the
playing?
bra is low stakes. Do the bra.
Why are we playing Truth or Dare at like a couples hangout? Like, you might as well be playing Spin the Bottle. Like, what is up with this? Why are we playing Truth or Dare?
That's true. It's like if you guys were all single and it's like a fun rowdy party, I can see that, but it's like also like why are you guys hanging out in like couples? You're like teenagers and you're just like you just hang out with other couples. Like what? Are you married? It's so
It's very
weird.
much that kind of like that thing of like, oh, like where you know when you're a certain age of teenagers, that we did not experience because we weren't dating anyone in high school, but like we're like, oh,
Nope.
let's have a coffee date. Let's have a like I've been rewatching Laguna Beach season 3 because season 3 came out. Justice for Laguna Beach season 3, they had no chance. there's like they very much are trying so hard. I mean, Laguna Beach, they're very much like, oh, we're adults, we're doing adult things, but like season 3 felt like they were like really like grasping at straws. And at one point for Valentine's Day, Kendra and her boyfriend at the time were like, we're gonna host a Valentine's dinner. It's gonna be catered. It's like there's like a full-on tablescape.
Wait, like a dinner party?
Yes, for fucking like high schoolers.
Oh my God. That's so like weird. It's like the kids on like NYC prep who were like trying way too hard to be like adult and would like go out for coffee or like, oh, we're going to like they would have dinner parties and like go out to dinner. And like, what? Like, what is going on? No, that's literally them. But at Jane's house, her dad is over, and so is Izzy. And he's very impressed with Lucas's parenting. And I'm like, really? Like, I know everything I have to know about you if you're giving Lucas props on his parenting. I'm
Come
like,
on
boy, you
now.
don't even know what's going on. He tries to engage with Jane, but she's clearly very uncomfortable, doesn't really want to like give him very much. But everyone else is bonding. And he mentions something about like how when they were growing, they're kind of reminiscing. He's like, oh, we used to, I was teaching your mom how to drive. We pile you kids in the car and like would drive around with you in your PJs. And she kind of has a recalls it, but she's kind of like surprised she remembered it. And it's like very weird. And she gets like kind of a flashback with her in her PJs and her dad like putting her to bed. So she's just like, it's very weird. She feels very like strange about what just happened. So Jane goes to the dot after, and Spinner is like apparently coaching this alumni game. And she asks him like, hey, like what would you say is like your earliest memory you're a kid? And he like remembers something when he's like 3. And she's like, yeah, I don't remember anything from before I was 8. And he's like, that's kind of old. Like, you know, like what? Like, and she's just like, whatever, I don't want to go home. I'm gonna hang out here with you while you're at this planning meeting. He's like, fine. So at Peter's place, Danny is dancing and it is so embarrassing. I hate this scene. So he's like doing like a pop lock thing. And then it keeps like shoot, like they get like shots of everyone else watching it, and they're like, yeah, ooh, yeah. And they're all like, yeah. Like they're like really like into it and like, whoa. Like it's very strange. I hated it so much. Peter's clapping off beat. He's like, it's a mess. And he's done, everyone's like, yay! Like that was, I guess, his dare was to embarrass himself, and he did it. So it's now Mia's turn to do a thing, and she chooses truth, right? So he asks her, hey, like who's the coolest famous person you've ever met? And she met Timbaland, who is on our shit list.
Yes.
Because we said on Britney recently, so fuck him. But
Yes.
she's like, I met Timbaland. He said I had beautiful eyes. And everyone was like, cool. So
Yeah, because
then,
she was underage.
oof, oof. I mean, yes. So you're not wrong. So then, Danny's like, "Hey, ask Leia the same question." So they do, and Leia's like, "Well, my dad's a music producer, so
Oh
I grew
God.
up with Fall Out Boy. Like I know Pete Wentz, and he used to play me lullabies, and everyone's like, "Whoa, Leia!" But like, Pierre's like, I don't know about that. But she's like, "Yes, I know Pete Wentz, and he used to sing to me." So at the dot during the meeting, Jane is getting pretty drunk. Liberty is also there, which we're happy to see. And they're like, they're having drinks, but Jane is getting sloppy drunk. And Lucas brings up their dad or something. She says something kind of snide, and he's like, okay, I'm taking her home. She's drunk. She's got really bad drug acting, which is just kind of like a hallmark of Degrassi at this point. So he takes her home. At Peter's apartment, everyone's kind of gone asleep except for Danny and Peter, right? So like Danny's like, yeah, like guess you're not, your girlfriend's not the only one who like knows famous people, right? And Peter's like, oh my God, like you were believe Peter's like, you believe that? Like, no, girl, it's not happening. Like, Pete Wentz plays the bass, not the guitar. Like, what is she even talking about? Like,
Yeah.
and he's like, oh, well, I'm sure he plays other instruments, which I'm like, true, but also like, and then he's like, okay, so like she sang her, he used to sing her lullabies, like, okay, when she was in like 10, like when she was like 10, like Pete Wentz is even that much older than us. Like, what are you like, does none of this make sense? But Danny is like, no, I love her. She doesn't lie. So Peter's like, okay, if she knows Fall Out Boy, she can get us into this Fall Out Boy show then. Like, boom. And it that wasn't just random because she also said she said Fall Out Boy because she had seen on the table, like it was a very like
Yeah.
George Class moment of just like, Fall Out Boy? And like,
Yeah.
so that's how that happened. But anyway, we're back at home. Lucas gets Jane home and her parents are still up and they're like, oh, are you drunk? And he like goes to bed. He's like, whatever, fuck this shit. They're like, are you drunk? And she's like, oh, hey, guess we're having sleepovers now. What's that about? And she like taunts him a little bit. And Carlo, like, she goes upstairs and Carlo asks Jane's mom, like, hey, did she ever mention why she like hates me so much? And she's like, no. And he's like, good. Like he doesn't say it, but he's like, okay, this is good for me. It's very
Yeah.
gross. Like he definitely knows, like, I mean, obviously he knows what he did, but like he's just like,
I
just
think
trying to.
what's interesting as well that I think I haven't really thought about until we were talking about this is that like until this episode, we just assume that their dad was like a deadbeat that left and like never was a part of their life again, which is also true. Like
Yeah.
now we know there's particular reason for that, but he also like abandoned a family on like from like the mom and the and Lucas's perspective. He's just a deadbeat abandoning dad, like
Right.
which is so fucked up that he's just like popping up again on top of everything else. I was just like, wow, he really ain't shit. Like he's
Yeah,
ain't shit
he's a
on so
terrible
many different
person.
levels. Yeah.
Like he needs to be like under the jail. Like he's an awful person.
Yeah.
So at Degrassi, Danny brings Leia a coffee and he's like, oh my God, my friends love you. And she's like, wow, thank you. This is great. He's like, yes, your my friends love you. Think you're so cool. Hey, do you think you can get us into this Fall Out Boy show? Like, you know Pete. Like, you can get us in, right? Which honestly, a fair question. Like, you said you know
Hello.
Pete Wentz, like y'all best friends. Like, can you get us in? And she's like, oh yeah, definitely. Put your rock socks on. And then she walks away and she does that face again where she looks aside like, oh no, I lied. What am I gonna do?
Oh, gosh.
So,
Leia.
Leia, have you ever told like a lie like this?
No, because okay, the thing is like at some age, like every little kid lies, and at some point you
Yeah.
realize you get caught in a lie, like you get bullied out of it, and there's always that
Yeah.
one person. Some people never grow out of it, but especially like
No.
older childhood, like high school, there's always that one person that never grows out of it, and you're just like, oh God, they lie, like that's so lame. It's
Yeah,
embarrassing.
I had a friend like that. I never like lied. I definitely lied when I was a kid.
Right.
Like I definitely when I told someone I was Jewish. Like I just like I don't know. I just told them that, and then they just believed me. And
I told
I
someone
forgot
that
that
I
I
gave
told
up
them that.
chocolate for Lent. I didn't even know what Lent was.
Right. It's like just typical kid shit. When I told this person I was Jewish, I forgot I told them that. And they said something to me about being Jewish. I was like, what? And I was like, oh yeah, I was lying. And I was like, you like I was kidding. Like I didn't know like Like, what? Like, you listen to me? Yeah, I had a friend like that though in like middle school who would just lie all the time, and it was always so obvious. And I also had a friend in damn, I actually had a few liars in my life. This is weird. I should unpack that. I had a friend in college who I eventually like confronted because she would lie all of the time in like a way that was like, why are you lying about? Like, it's such a weird lie. So one night we'd gone out and I had a few drinks and I was just over her and I was like, why do you lie so much? Like, what's that about? Like, why do you lie? And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I just went through, I ran through a list of all the lies she told. And I was like, you, that's not true. Like, you know, it's not true. Like, she told me she was in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And I we're like 18. I'm
Okay,
like, I can just
Kayla.
look that up. That's like very easily debunked. And she like, then she like started crying. And I was like, just like, I hate when people cry like in front of me when I'm upset with them because it's very manipulative. So I just was like staring at her like, why is this bitch crying? She starts crying and she's like, I don't lie. I just embellish sometimes. I don't lie. So then like I was like, whatever, girl, I went to bed. And the next morning, she'd written this long ass post on Facebook that was like, it's come to my attention. She honestly, she was like, it was an OG notes app, like a
Oh,
pocket, like
yes.
actually, like she's like, it's come to my attention. So she's down that people think I lie, but I don't. I just embellish. I said, I just get really excited. Like she's kind of like did this whole thing. And everyone else was like commenting, like, no, girl, like you don't lie. And I was like, what? Oh my God, she lies all the time. Like, why did I felt crazy? I felt like I was gaslit by the internet. I was so mad. But anyway.
Yeah, my favorite thing, there's I have a group of friends where the three of us will wait, okay, I don't know if I've ever told this on the podcast. Did I tell you about the time that a girl in a WeChat group was lying about being a twin?
No.
Okay, I'll make it short. Okay, so there's these WeChat is a social media, and like
Right.
there's WeChat groups are like a big thing. So you could be in like a WeChat group with like 500 different people that you don't know. So I'm in this plus size group where we like share like different like sellers that we can buy clothes from. So this at one point someone starts a conversation because sometimes it'll be off topic about people's lives, and so someone's like, "Oh, I'm a twin," like blah blah. So different twins and this like 800 person group are kind of like, "Oh, I'm a twin too," like blah blah. So
Right.
this one woman says like, "Oh, I'm a twin too," but she's giving like too many details, like that are unnecessary, which is red flag number one. So
Yes.
at some point, people are sharing like past childhood photos of like, oh, here's me and my twin, here's me and my twin. And so someone, because this woman keeps talking in the chat, but she's not sharing any photos. And so someone's like, oh, do you have a picture of you and your sister? And she's like, oh no, I grew up in Mexico, we were really poor, and then our house burned down, and we don't really have many photos left. So we she had this big elaborate story of why she didn't have photos. But then at some point she's like, oh, I finally texted my mom. She sent me one. Here's what she sent me. And she shares a photo into the group. Tell me why this bitch sent a photo of none other than Mary Kate and fucking Ashley.
Lauren, you're lying.
I
What?
am not lying. I'm not lying. She fucking sends a photo of the most famous twins in all of history.
Of the twins, the
And then
twins.
people are like, oh my gosh. Like some people are like, this is a joke, right? Like, and then some people are like playing into it, which is my favorite. They're like, oh, you look so familiar. I feel like I've seen you guys before. And then she like doesn't let it go. She like won't admit it that it's not her. And someone's like, oh my gosh, you look so much like the Olsen twins. She's like, oh, I've never gotten that before. That's so funny. She went Listen, there's fucking layers to it. Eventually, she got kicked out of the group because she was like lying about too many things. But she had this big elaborate surprise, surprise. She's not from Mexico. She's a fucking white ass woman from like Nebraska. Okay. Not a twin. She is fucking crazy. She is fucking crazy. Ugh.
It was like, was it like them as like super duper snoopers? Like, what was it?
It was like literally like it looked, it was like a home photo, but like they were the Olsen twins. Like you couldn't, it was so funny because like people were like playing into her lie for a while. And then finally someone was like, girl, we all know it's not you.
It's just the Olsen twins.
And then it's funny because every so often, like she's created like other profiles and then joined the group again. Like she's like really, she follows me on Instagram now. Like I know a lot about her life now, and she is fully lying. She's a very interesting person, but I just will never get over. So we refer to her in the group, all
Yeah,
900 of us.
she has to have some sort of like,
Oh, she's not
no, go
one.
ahead.
Oh, I was gonna
Yeah, something's
say,
like up with her. Yeah.
all 900 of us refer to as the fake Olsen twin, the other Olsen sister. There's the actress, the Olsen sister. There's the boy, and then there's her.
That's so like, I wonder if she just Googled like twins and that was like, I feel like you Google twins, the Olsen twins are probably the first ones that come up. Like, did she just think, like, did she not know who the Olsen twins are?
Listen, me and my friends have truly unpacked, like also, okay, so like me and my two friends, we all follow her and witnessed all of this. And so now we're like the eternal snoopers. We like will screenshot anything she ever posts ever and are like unpacking it, being like, okay, is this real? Like, what do you think? Is this
That's so funny. I love that. Yeah, people like that are just so fascinating to me. Why are you lying? So like it's pathological, clearly. But another flashback, and she like it's like when she was five or so, and her dad left, and she just feels very dizzy, and she goes to the nurse's office. And she just cries in there. She's really poor thing. She's really going through it. She's so confused. She doesn't know what's going on. We're at he goes up to the bouncer and she's like, hi. And he's like, yeah, okay, like everyone's friends with Pete today. And she's like, no, we're friends with Pete. And Danny's like, oh, don't like just go. Like, tell him who your dad is. So the guy's like, who's your dad? And she's like, David Chang. He made the first Aerosmith record. And he's like, get the fuck out of here, kids. So they go back over to the crowd, and like Danny's like, man, that guy is being whack. And then like Peter's like, Danny, like she's lying. Why are you still not getting, like, she just lied. And Danny's like, it's kind of like him and Sam. Danny's like, oh, like, of course you say that, Sam. Hey, hello?
Yes, sorry, it was cutting in and out for a second.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it was kind of froze a bit. But yeah, so now they're like calling her Liar Leia, and they like dip out and they're like, yeah, we're gonna go watch Lost Danny. Don't bring Liar Leia. And they leave. Poor thing. And she's like, oh no, all my friends are gone. So yeah, she's like, oh man, I lied. So Jane is looking at old photos at home, and her mom is like pointing out stuff in it, and she doesn't remember anything from any from her childhood at all. And her mom mentions that Jane used to put her doll to sleep in her closet. And Jane asks her mom, she's like, did me and dad like get along like when I was growing up? And her mom's like, yeah, actually, like you guys got along very well, which is why I'm also so, you know, she's so surprised like what happened, because she's like, you guys used to get along really well. Because her mom worked a lot, she spent most of her time with him, and he would put her to bed at night, every night. And her mom apologizes for having been so busy, but she really thinks it'd be a good thing for him to come back and they can get a second chance. And she asks if it'd be okay if Carlo came around more, and they just want to get it right this time. And Jane's just kind of like, you know, she's like, I guess. Like, she's just like, you know, she doesn't feel great about this. And no one's tapping in. No one's asking Jane the right questions of like, so why? Because even her mom being like, I don't understand what happened. It's like, this is your opportunity to ask her, like, what happened with you and dad that like you guys were to ask Jane this question this whole time? Or you guys just like, oh, she just hates her dad for some reason. Oh, well, like, I don't know. It's so
Yeah,
bizarre.
I feel it, that's what it's kind of like. I think because he was a deadbeat, that they just kind of assume, which is so fucked up, right? Because then it like Jane's, what happened to Jane really falls through the cracks, because like it could just be pushed, the blame could be pushed on him being a bad dad, but now he's trying to be better now. So like just let him be better, but they don't realize like what was really going on, you know?
Yeah, and that's like so much deeper. Yeah, this is a family of very hurt people.
Listen,
And they're just
because
all
it
like very hurt, and just like there's like a bunch of there's like ships passing at night. Like they don't seem to be aware of anybody and what like anyone's going through in this family.
because even if we're not dealing with what we're dealing with in this episode, imagine if the dad like was gone, because how old is Jane? Like
Like 16,
17.
17, yeah.
Like he's been gone these formative years, leaving their mom, who already works a lot as a now single mom. Like he fucked them all up. Like he really did. And now he, and then imagine if he just like is like, hey, I'm coming back now that the kids are grown and about to be out of the house. I'm back. Here to be your dad. Like, fuck you, you know? Like, we're not just gonna let you in that easy. And fuck you, mom, for like just being okay with it, you know?
He's
And
like, yeah, he
then,
wants to try again. It's like, okay.
yeah, so.
Okay, girly. So Danny confronts Leia. He's like, so what, like, what's the real deal here? She tells him that her dad is actually an engineer. He's not in the music industry. She time period, like not even sugar, we're going down. You can't, you don't know that one. That's like the most popular one. But Leia, her reason is like, you know, she thought that Danny's friends were just so cool. You know, I don't think the big deal is lying's fine. Well, no, she says lying's fine. We all do it. And Danny's like, no, you can't lie to me though. Like that's like weird. Like we're together. And she promises to never lie again. And he just forgives her. And she says, one thing that's not a lie, I really, really like you. And we're like, sure,
Barf.
I believe that. And I guess that wraps that storyline up. They're fine now. Jane is in her room studying, and her dad comes in, and she gets very visibly uncomfortable with him like being in her room. And he wants to get it right this time. He's like, I'm trying, you know, I know I fucked up the first time, I'm back and I want to try again. And he like is walking out. He says, night, Janie Bear. And this triggers a memory. And she takes some blankets into the closet and she sleeps in there. Oh.
Yeah, I Jane, this is
Yeah.
very tough.
It's a very tough watch. But that's the end of part one.
Yes. Are you ready for part two?
I am ready for part two.
Okay. Is there another synopsis for part two?
Oh, yeah, sorry. In part
Sorry.
two, after digging into the past, Jane admits to herself that her issues with her dad run far deeper than her parents' divorce, leaving her feeling confused and alone. Meanwhile, Allie encourages Claire to get a new wardrobe, and with it, she gets some attention from boys, which makes Allie jealous.
Okay. Slight thought. It's weird that Degrassi always has weird choices when it comes to B plots, but I think it's weird that the B plots are other female character focused, and it's the choices are weird alongside Jane's storyline this week. Like, I think they could have gotten a little bit more just like it, like, just it's weird that we're having like Jane's going through all this shit. Is Jane gonna be believed? Is Jane crazy, or did this happen? Like, and then we have like Leia's a liar. Claire is getting all this attention that she doesn't want, like, and another girl's jealous. Like, it's just weird. It's just
Yeah,
weird.
Degrassi has never figured out the tone. Like, there's always just
Never.
like obviously understanding in like a structure like this and like a half hour type show, there's always gonna be a B plot and a C plot maybe sometimes, but it's they never like know how to carry out with it like in a way that doesn't feel like I'm literally watching someone grapple with like having been molested by their dad, and then it's like slow motion Claire walking down the hallway in a new outfit. It's like what
Yeah.
is going on? Oh,
It's
clothing montage, Claire and Allie. It's like, why is this happening in the
exactly. Exactly.
episode?
It's just a lot.
Is that?
Our cold open for part two. Jane wakes up from the night before in the closet that she fell asleep in. And she's waking up from a dream slash nightmare. And her dad shows up the next morning, or maybe he was already there, but she's observing that everyone is doing very well. Like, Lucas is out here being a good citizen in society. Her mom's pro she's feeling confident. She's got her boo thing back. But Jane can't handle it, right? She dips
Nope.
out and she's like, fuck this. That's gotta be, that must be so fucking hard when like you're literally going through full turmoil, and then your family that you've known is now like at their best, quote unquote, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that would probably, make anyone probably second guess, like, do I say anything? Like everyone is so happy. Do I say anything? And obviously the answer is yes, but I understand how she might, feel and just like, it's rough. Yeah.
We get to Degrassi. Mia and Jade are chatting about Izzy and her possibly staying over with Jane's dad, because yeah, she really gets along with him, and Lucas is a good dad again, so maybe this is a good thing. Like, she can really get connected and really have fun over there. And obviously Jane is like, nope, that's not a good idea. But it's kind of just brushed aside. It's not a full conversation. Mia has to go back to cheer practice.
Yeah.
Allie arrives at school. She's got her pigtails on, which is the telltale sign that she's in her at-home clothing outfits.
Yeah.
And she is in trouble because her mom found her at school clothes, and now she has to wear her at-home clothes all the time. And Claire is helping with some sort of clothing drive. And Allie makes a dig at Claire's clothing because she's feeling self-conscious about having to lose her fashion sense at school
Yeah,
now.
which is funny because like Allie's at home clothes are just kind of normal clothes. Like they're not, she's not like wearing like a floor length like long
Right.
denim skirt. It's like she just has on jeans and a sweater. It's like a
Right.
normal outfit.
Yeah.
Honestly, if she just took her hair out of the fucking pigtails, she would look fine.
I
I don't know
know.
why. Like, you're doing this to yourself, girl. Like, do your parents
Exactly.
make you wear the
Yeah, that's a
pigtails, or is this like a
misopportunity
choice
on
you made?
her.
I feel like it's a choice. Yeah. Well, also just
But
funnily
yeah.
enough too, like even Allie try who is supposed to be kind of like, I guess, our Manny, like Claire and Allie kind of have that Manny Emma dynamic. Allie's clothes aren't even like her clothes she likes to wear aren't provocative. They're just
No.
more trendy, but they're not compared to like a Manny where it was like thong,
Yeah.
ass out, everything out. It's like she's actually still pretty covered up. She looks, I feel like, I don't know, obviously her parents were strict, but I feel like if I had worn that to school, my mom would have been fine. Like, it wasn't
Right.
like, it just was girly and trendy. It wasn't like, provocative, but
Exactly.
everyone's different. Yeah.
Everyone's different, and but Allie is really, really down her fifis about this.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Spinner shows up at school and Jane walks outside and he's gonna help her play hooky. But she's driving now. She has her license, which I feel like that's a weird plot point, but she's gets in the car and she is at the driving seat and she's like, listen, Spinner, let's just run away. Like, let's just, get a new identity. Like let's just get out of here. Let's leave this ho punk town, but Spinner's like, yeah, sure, but like what's up? You seem to not be doing well. Is something wrong? But she can't tell him.
Wait, he does that like typical like Spinner gets serious. He's like, talk to me, Jane.
All right,
I'm
Spinner. Oh God.
like, okay, chill. But
Also,
yeah,
like
she won't tell him what's going on.
Spinner is like every girlfriend he's had, like is going through shit. And no shade to Spinner, but like Spinner is not like the
Well,
most. What'd you say?
I just had a weird like realization.
What?
Every one of Spinner's girlfriends we've seen has been victim of like some sort of sexual assault, except for Manny. No, Manny too, because she was filmed against her will when she was drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paige, Darcy, Manny, and now Jane. What the fuck?
Listen, no shade to Spinner, but like
What? Like,
you would think by the time that he gets to Jane, he would have some like experience of how to deal with talking to women that have been through some shit,
or like creating space for them. He's just kind of like, oh, talk to me. That's like it. I'm like, she's clearly going through like something's up with her. Like she's getting drunk. Like there's stuff going on. I don't know. No one is checking in on Jane enough. Like nobody in
No,
her life is
no,
like clued in to Jane.
definitely
I really
not.
feel for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allie and Claire are chatting over Darcy's old clothes because that's what Claire brings in for the clothing drive. And this is where we get the fashion makeover montage for Claire. Claire's like, listen, maybe I'll now that Al now I see myself self-reflected in Allie, I really do see how bad I look. So maybe I should try. Maybe I should try something, a little different. So she
Yeah.
decides to dress in Darcy's old clothes, which again, Darcy dressed modestly as well. She just had a
That's what's,
style.
it's so funny because they're like doing a little like montage, like, of, and it's like, oh, like when she finally has on her fit, she's just wearing like a brown sweater
I know.
or like a brown jacket and like jeans. And she's like, all, and like all brown. And that's like, that's the thing when she walks in the hall, everyone's like, whoa. And like, she's just like, just wear
So
jeans,
basic. Exactly.
like,
Exactly.
but it's doing it for the boys. The boys are checking Claire out now. in
Yeah.
her little sweater set.
Including Peter, who notices Claire. Again, people notice Claire for the first time ever. It's giving like she's all that when she takes off her glasses, but Claire still has her glasses on and just has a slight style. People can't get
Yeah.
over it. Peter notices, but then is like,
She but she took down the ugly ponytail though.
Oh, right. Yeah, Claire did
So, you know.
the worst fashion mistake I would say that young teen girls wear is that we like to wear a very low tight ponytail that we like to split in half and then make it tight, scrunch it right up to our skull, and it's with a middle part. Like that's probably the worst thing that you can do that eventually you have to grow out of. And finally Claire did.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, but Peter notices her and he's like, is that Darcy's shirt? It's like, okay.
Yeah. And another boy also notices as well. He's very much like a skater boy, alt boy, but like make it pop. But Claire's feeling
Yeah.
confident. She's feeling confident. We get to Jane's house and she's with Lucas and she's asking him like, hey, like what do you remember about like with dad and like our childhood? And he says that she used to complain about all the attention that she got from him, and she obviously didn't like it, but Lucas is talking about it like, oh, like you got all the attention, but you would complain about it. Like, what do you have to complain about? And he makes a comment about how he hated all the weird stuff about you and dad. Like, you guys always had these like kind of inside jokes. You guys always did this weird stuff together. And he made a comment about how she would always have backwards pajamas. And this is like a triggering phrase for Jane. And she's like, fuck. That kind of was like the kind of like a big cementing piece in her mind that kind of was like, oh my gosh, the backwards pajamas. I'm not going crazy. Like this shit actually happened and it's all coming back to me right now. I'm really like, she's kind of putting the pieces in her mind of like, oh, this is what was happening. I hated it. And now that I'm older and kind of looking back on this, I'm realizing what this, all the kind of thought
What all
process,
these
right?
things meant. Yeah. I
Right.
can't imagine what it must have felt like to come to that like realization. Yeah. It's like, fuck, kind of reminds you like the storyline from Housewives of Salt Lake City with like Whitney kind of like coming to the realization of like what her childhood was like. I guess because she also had like, I know they don't really call them like repressed memories anymore. I guess kind of like, it's like, you know, gaps in memory or like blocks because of trauma and stuff, and just like coming to that realization, just like how stressful and just how like scary that must be. But yeah, it all kind of comes together, and she realizes the truth of what was going on.
Right. I mean, it's like very much that thing. I think that I mean, lots of people have experienced, I think. It's the realization, it's not in repressed memories, like you said, it's the realization as an adult, like a memory that you've always necessary that you've always had in your mind, but now as an adult and with different information and different insight, you're realizing exactly what it was. And then you're like, fuck, that's what it was. And like your brain, it's almost like a self-preservation type thing. Like your brain doesn't necessarily want to think about that because that's a very traumatic thing that you then have to think about and process and have to deal with.
Yeah.
Probably up until that point, your brain was like, we can't handle that. We're going to put that away. We're going to file this away as
Right.
something different so that you don't have to deal with that. Yeah, Jane is in shock. She leaves and kind of like, just is in disarray leaving the house. She's having lots of flashbacks to her childhood abuse from her dad. And kind of this, we're getting full kind of like realized kind of flashbacks of what's happening, or what happened. And she is walking around at night and decides to sleep outside on a bench. The next day, her mom calls and she's freaking out because she didn't know where she was all night. Jane is not well, and she didn't sleep well, and she ends up hanging up on her mom. And she also hangs up on her dad because while her mom's on the phone, she hands the dad wants to talk to Jane, right? Because I think the dad is very hyper aware of, like, got to keep the story straight, right? Like, always kind of
Yeah.
checking
And also
in.
he's still doing that like good guy, like, oh, I'm like tapped in dad now. And it's like, oh my God, like it is too late for that. Like again, like taking away like the abuse, it's also just like go the fuck away, dude. Like
Yes.
like you're not like an authority figure in her life. Like, why do you feel
Right.
like, oh yeah, let me talk to her, she'll confide in me. Like, who are you, sir? She calls you Carlo. You don't even have a name. You don't get to be dad. Like, what are you talking about?
We get to Degrassi. Claire shows again, this is the jarring back and forth. Claire shows up in her new look. She's strutting down the hallway. Empowerment music playing. And Allie is jealous. She's getting the attention that I guess Allie used to get, or maybe she thought she used to get. And it's
Yeah.
listen, I don't blame Allie, because if Claire fucking Claire Miss I wear the same uniform every fucking day, Miss Activism halfway Claire
Yeah.
showed up, it was getting attention for like her like minuscule change, I would be pissed.
Yeah, Allie's like, Allie's gagged. She's like, I can't, she's like, I can't. Yeah, like Allie is like one step away from like throwing like pearls on the ground, like little beads, so like Claire will break her ankle.
Yes, very much so.
She's like one step away from like showgirls-ing her.
Very much so. Everyone's getting ready for the football game, but Jane is missing. No one can find her. And it turns out that she's ditching it all. I don't really think she shows up to school. Like, she just doesn't show up at all.
Yeah.
She ditches and she goes to the dot. Spinner, she's looking for Spinner, but Spinner's not there. But Holly J is there.
Of course she is. Last person you want to see.
and I was like, okay, maybe Holly J is about to get like a redeeming quality after treating Allie like shit, like all episode maybe. And she, I wrote down that she consoles Jane, in the sense that she's not completely mean to her. So I guess that's consoling for Holly J.
Yeah, I
But
mean, like, yeah.
yeah, but obviously Holly J doesn't know what's wrong with Jane, and she's like, listen, someday you just got to get over what's wrong with you and like move on. And I was like, oh no. Oh no. Someone that's trauma
Yeah.
informed,
Yeah.
please, please get to Jane ASAP, please.
I know, like, Allie, I mean, not Allie, Holly J. Like Jane in this moment needed like I don't know who would be awesome. Honestly, I wish I had a page.
A page, a like really
I think
anyone.
Paige would get
Well,
it.
I was almost like, I thought that like Holly, because how I thought they were setting up the scene with Holly J, I was like, oh, is Holly J gonna like be like, listen, like somehow they were gonna make a connection that they both like had maybe experienced something similar, but no, they needed someone that could just like recognize, I don't know, somehow see through it in this miracle way that Jane was going through shit and that she didn't have to say it out loud, but knew that that didn't happen. And that's not really
Yeah,
realistic
no,
either.
it did not. Yeah.
We get back to Degrassi, and Allie is, really upset in the little Zen garden place. And Casey comes up to console her and is like, listen, you're pretty. It does, like don't let Claire's new fashion look like tear you down. Like you're pretty too. And Allie decides that they need to kiss. And so they kiss. And immediately after, she freaks out because she's like, oh my gosh, I kissed someone else. And also I kissed Casey, Claire's crush and like love interest. That's really fucked up. I feel
Oh,
bad.
it sure is.
But she freaks out and leaves, and Casey is like, whoa. Was that Casey's first kiss, you think? Was that, I guess it was, but maybe, no, not Allie's first kiss, but.
Yeah, she kissed Johnny. I don't know. I was just really stupid. I feel like that's not Casey's first. Actually, it might be because he wears a fuck ass bob.
Yeah. He gives off the illusion that it's not, but you know it. I think deep down it is.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
We're outside. There's like a kind of post football game barbecue, and Jane is outside. She shows up and she's looking for Spinner. Lucas is also there. And he's pissed at Jane, because she's ruining everything, right? She didn't come to the game. She's ruining this family dynamic. This is when Jane's like, listen, Lucas, why do you think Dad left? And why do you think I hate him so much? Like, it's not just that he left. Like, put two and two together. Like, why do you think? And this is when Lucas is kind of like, he puts two and two together. And
Yeah.
it's also revealed that like Lucas knew some things, but then again was in the
Well, he didn't
same way.
know, but he was like, because she, I think she said something like, oh, like, why do you think it always took him so long to put me to
Put
bed?
me to bed. Yes.
So I think she's like, you know, again, like he'd be watching TV. He probably was
Yes.
aware of that, but like did not think because he's a child, like something was happening. Yeah.
Exactly. And also the same, I think at some point they talk about this as well, but like Lucas is a child. Lucas didn't want to think of his dad that way. Lucas was also cursed by the dad to keep the secret. Like there's a lot of things at play that also the same way that Jane didn't want to think of that Jane was manipulated and had her own thoughts about what was going on to kind of make her brain safe as a child. And then Lucas also had the same for him when it came to his dad.
Yeah.
Jane is Jane goes into the school. She finds her dad is with Izzy, and she confronts him while he's with Izzy, and is like, "Get the fuck away from her! Like, I know what you fucking did. Like, you're not fucking doing this again. Like, you need to
Yeah, thank
go."
God someone stepped in his fucking creek.
Oh,
Ugh,
and
disgusting.
Lucas also shows up, and this was a very like, I just really like this moment. Lucas stands and takes Izzy's hand and stands like the staging of the episode. Lucas stands with Jane and Izzy, and is like, "Get the fuck out. No one wants to see you again. Like, you're done with our family." Like, and the dad
Okay.
kind of tries to like being like, "What are you talking about? Like, are you really gonna, I think he mentions like, is Jane saying something crazy again?" Alluding to the fact that she must have said something before, and then he downplayed it. Lucas is like, I wish I wrote it down, but he was like, oh, she's speaking truth now, or like she's telling the truth.
Yeah.
So, and I was like,
He,
wow.
it was a nice moment of him just like stepping up and being so supportive and not, I mean, as soon as he realizes that he's not like no longer questioning her
Right,
and,
right.
you know, the resentment's gone and he just like goes full, like, honestly, like, you know, protection brother mode. It was like really nice to see.
It was really nice to see.
And protective dad mode too, because he's like, get the fuck away from my daughter.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a very nice moment. Flashing back, we get Allie and Johnny. Allie is at the clothing drive area, and Johnny, I guess, had seen Casey and Allie kiss, and he asked about the kiss, and she's like, "Oh, it means nothing. Like, I told Claire already. Like, she knows it means nothing." And she's like, "Listen, do you ever miss like us hanging out, aka us in the backwoods?"
Do you ever miss Backwoods Bendari? That's me.
And he's like, "Listen, it's complicated, aka you're a niner, and I'm not."
Listen, listen, you're a niner. What do people say? I'm like, okay, Johnny, like,
He thinks he's so fucking mysterious.
You have a flesh-colored mustache. Shut the fuck up.
He says it's complicated. You're better off without me, which is like red flag. Any guy that's like, you're too good for me, I don't deserve you, but then won't leave you alone, it's a red flag. Okay.
That's true.
But he says, "You look good to me no matter what you wear." And I was like, oh, he's reeling her back in.
I mean, that was sweet. I was like, oh, you look
I
good no matter what you
know.
wear. I don't know why I made his voice like that, but I feel like he's like a trucker.
No, he could never when he's always wearing a fucking hat with like a lot, like, that hat is not washed. His hair, I don't know how often he washes his hair, because guys with long hair like don't like actually properly detangle or like wash, and like they're using a 5-in-1 soap in the shower. Okay.
Five and one, God.
But yeah, he but the thing is about him is that he doesn't open his mouth up open enough when he talks, so
Right.
the way
That's
that your
how I
impression was
hear him. Like
accurate.
he's, it's just like, you look good no matter what you wear. It's like, why'd you open your mouth? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, goodness. Well, okay. We get to Jane's house, and I liked this scene. She's okay. Do you know? Okay, so Jane's laying down in the bed, and her mom's like sitting there next to her, and it reminded me of that scene in Selena, the Jennifer Lopez production, where she's laying down on the bus. And her head's in her mom's lap, and her mom's like running her hair, her fingers through her hair. She's talking about how much she loves Chris because he just left off the bus because her dad fired him. That was a very
She's
sweet
just like
moment. And
crying.
I love that scene. I love that movie. This scene reminded me of it, where it's just like that kind of like, I don't know what it is about like a child laying down and then a parent sitting there consoling them is like, I don't know, like the sweetest moment for me for some reason.
It truly is the sweetest thing. Like, no matter what age they are, when I see my sister do that with my nephew and he's like 1 and a half, it's just like, he's like rests his head down. It's just like, oh, I'm like, you feel
Yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
And that's really heartwarming. Like,
It
you're safe here.
is. Yes. And so that's again, I loved how they, because I feel like they've had these kind of moments where it's like a come to Jesus, or like we're gonna have a end of the episode Full House moment talk, and it's very much like just like here's this physical talk we're having, and I thought that they made very distinct choices in this episode of like again Jane laying down crying, like while her mom's just sitting there listening, that like felt more like this is how it actually happened, like it's not this kind of like staged like. Here's this conversation we're having. Now's the time. Like it's just kind of like in my mind, I feel like Jane was like on her bed crying, and her mom just came to sit down, and then this conversation eventually happened. Like it's just,
Yeah.
it felt very
It felt
organic.
organic. Yeah. And she tells her mom like what used to happen, which is just like,
Yes.
ugh. I don't know why I hear shit like that. Like, I mean, I think we all do. I don't like I'm uniquely repulsed, but like it's just like, ugh. I know people do that to children. It's just so terrible, let alone their own children, but just children at all.
I
But
know.
it's interesting kind of watching. I liked how realistic it felt of like you had Lucas's initial reaction, which was like anger and a protectiveness, but then like, of course, the mom, and it's like regret and a level of guilt, even though I mean, she didn't know. It wasn't like her, you know, like Jane told her mom didn't listen. It's just like this happened. She just didn't know, you know, but it's like, yeah, I really appreciated how like the range of emotions we saw of the family and of their reactions really stood out. Yeah.
I think so too, and I think I'm not recalling fully which episode it was recently, but there was another episode recently that we covered that I feel like it, they were taking on this kind of a deeper topic, but then showing a very like kind of like nuanced situation, but then still with a good quote unquote outcome that encourages, if you're watching this and this also happened to you, like this is a good kind of like idealized situation that like encourages you to also take those steps to like tell someone in a way that like a lot of times, like you said, like you're getting the person tells their mother and then the mother doesn't believe them, or the brother doesn't take the person's side. Like they still show that kind of nuanced situation of like that Jane grappling of like, oh my gosh, should I tell anyone? My family is in this such good scenario. Like, I don't think they're gonna believe me. They love my dad, all these things, but like they still show that nuance, but then still show the good outcome, but without a bow on it either. Like they're just showing the step of like she's going to therapy, they're going to family therapy together, like they're taking the steps.
Yeah, and it isn't just like, you know, and now everything's okay. It's like, yeah, it's very clear that their family is going to be starting what is going to be a long and difficult journey, but what matters is that they're starting it and that this truth can live out in the open. And it's not like, you know, they're able to break down that resentment and that, you know, anger and everything.
But yeah, I really liked it as well that they highlighted that Lucas was like manipulated by their dad, and that like I like that they expressed that they gave Lucas lines to express how he was feeling, and that you know. And that he feels guilt that he didn't protect her, and that, you know, but then she also like acknowledges, like, hey, we're just kids, like he's here now. And I was just like, wow, like this reminded me of like I'm remembering like the kind of research and the effort that they put into Craig's storyline with his bipolar diagnosis. And like the way that they really wanted to like inform and kind of like really portray this in an informed way, I feel like they did that with this as well. And I liked that.
Yeah, they definitely did. And also, like, I think it also kind of highlighted too, like, the way that when these things happen, like, how, in a way, like, he abused the family. It's not just, I mean, obviously, Jane got the brunt of it, but like, it's the manipulation of Lucas and like that kind of gaslighting and like play. And it, just the willingness of how you play these people against each other, that like, there's a clear wedge between Lucas and Jane because of what happened, but he doesn't know that's why. He just thinks it's his sister's being, you know, a brat. And like that, it's a very like it's a very insidious, disgusting thing, not just because of like the harm it caused to the child, but also like to everyone. Like everyone is hurt by this to some degree, some more up than others, but like, you know, and that's just like the sickness of it and like just how It's a betrayal. He betrayed the entire
Yes.
family, and they have to walk move forward with that weight. And it sucks.
Yes. I think something that I really liked as well, because I have my older brother, and so I think when I was home this summer, I think we had nothing like this kind of conversation, but like we had a lot of conversations of that kind of like we're both older and kind of like comparing stories. And I feel like a lot of what there's different situations that you as children can feel like something happened to you or you went through something that it's a very isolating situation and that you can't you either see how someone else is reacting or you see how how like someone else's relationship is with someone, so you don't you think that they're not going to understand, or you think that they like, okay, so like for Jane, her relationship with her dad was different, and then now she's seeing that Lucas loves their dad so much and needs his dad. And then from Lucas's perspective, Jane is getting all this attention that he never got from his dad, and he's jealous of that. And but then it's not until they're older that they can kind of like actually share their full experience that they were having as a child and how their perception of it was skewed. And because they were a child, you're the feeling of like jealousy from, because I think we've talked about this before, when it like the way that like young, I think we talked about this before in relation of like young girls that like that developed quickly and how we were all so jealous that the attention that they got.
The attention they got, yeah.
And like and then like we but also as like young children, like we like shamed them and like slut shamed them because of the attention that they got. And then looking back on it, you're like, oh fuck, like that's really fucked up. But like the way that your childhood feelings and your perception of things are very different. And then when you get older, you have a
Because they're just
realization.
so black and white, and that's part of growing up, right? Is
Right.
that you learn, you know, empathy is a learned trait. It's not something we just like have. Like you have to learn that and compassion. So as kids, like, yeah, you see things in very black and
Yeah.
white. All I know is that I felt rejected by dad, and you got all the attention, and that's all it was. As opposed to like, but why was she getting that attention? What kind of attention was it? Was, you know, like you don't ask those questions because like you're a child.
Right.
Like, why would you
Right.
like? Why would you know those things?
Yeah. And so I really liked that they kind of demonstrated that as well within the sibling dynamic of like that c growing older and realizing like when you actually share and compare stories, like, oh fuck, like we were both fucked over. Like neither one of us had it good. We were, but our perceptions were different, but like we were both suffering in the situation kind of thing. And it can be very healing and very like insightful. And so I'm really glad that that happened because I think that doesn't always happen with siblings, right? Like as we've seen in scripted and reality television, like sibling dynamics and your perceptions of how you grew up are like they can tear people apart. So even though if you,
Oh,
but a lot of
absolutely.
times you'd be like, hey, we both got fucked over. Like, why can't we just come to realization that we both got fucked over? You know, but
Yeah, I feel this way in my family. Like, I won't get into details, but I have two members of my family who they've had this very like, I feel like there was a bit of like, you know, like a rivalry growing up that has permeated into adulthood, and they've like had a series of conflicts like since they were children. And one of them understands what was happening, the other one does not, and is still very much, I would say, kind of stuck in that childhood place of like jealousy and competition. And it's like, if only you could see what was happening, and like, you know, in a way adults played into it, and feeling that fire of competition and
Right.
comparison too. And like, it takes part of growing up is having to do that inventory of your life's experiences and understand like what was happening, and like, you know, take accountability where you can and where you should, but also in the places where you have no account, you know, it was not your fault.
Right.
but you have to also, free yourself from it too, and like to be able
Yes.
to move forward. That maybe that anger is misplaced, and you're wrong at the, you're mad at the wrong person. With like, this isn't the same exact same thing, but like with
Right.
Lucas and just like the anger he felt towards Jane, and like how that anger, because he's a child, you're not doing the extra step of like, why isn't dad paying attention to me? And that hurts, as opposed to like, I'm mad at you
Right.
because he's paying attention to you, as opposed to like, isn't it weird that dad doesn't pay attention to me? Like, I should be mad at him, but like, he's a kid. Why would he know that? Like,
Right,
again, why would
exactly.
you think that? But yeah, I think this was a very good episode of Degrassi, like of its attempts at taking on like very, very tough one, like tough stuff. I would rank it up there with like, the Paige and Assault episode in terms of just like, this is actually pretty well done. Like,
Yes, and I think this is, I think, something that Degrassi does well. It's a dramatic, but also like it's a teaching moment. Like this is a teaching moment of like encouraging like someone watching this and kind of possibly thinking about something that they've been feeling, or like
yeah.
and again, encouraging to tell someone, encouraging to not keep it a secret, and to like. And I think that's when Degrassi does it well, is like you don't have to suffer in silence, you know? I
No, you
like it.
don't. Yeah. When Degrassi's good, she's great.
Yes. Yes. But
When she's not, she's terrible.
those B plots are jarring.
Always, always jarring. Man, that was great. Next week we'll be back with two more episodes, not a two-parter. Touch of Gray and Heart of Glass. In Touch of Gray, Emma is tired of being referred to as Kelly's girlfriend and blonde Emma, especially when she's not even blonde anymore. What?
Oh my God. I forgot Emma
Okay.
was on this fucking show.
Me
Okay.
too. In order to shed her plain girl image, she begins smoking pot. Yes. Meanwhile, Casey's bad boy past is revealed. And in Heart of Glass, Allie will do anything in order to keep Johnny from looking elsewhere when she worries that she is going to lose him to a more experienced girl. Meanwhile, Peter's been talking to Darcy and planning to visit her, which makes Mia question whether Peter is fully committed to their relationship or if he still has feelings for his ex.
Girl, if he's going to fucking Kenya, where she's in Kenya,
I think so.
he's definitely not invested. Okay. Like,
Yeah. Like, since when does Peter want to go do missionary work? Like, what?
he's nah. This is he's looking for it out, for sure, for sure. Well, excited for another pot smoking episode. We love it.
I mean, I when's the last time we did pot on the show? Oh,
I was like, what do you mean we
Spinner
did
was
pot on
with
the
Spinner
show?
and the and his
The
cancer.
cancer.
No, I'm sorry. I'm like, we talked, yeah. And last
Yeah.
time we did it, they definitely were like, and that's bad. It's bad that he smokes weed. And so
Who cares if he has cancer?
I'm pretty sure they're still doing like a weed is bad on this episode too. So I'm like, oh God.
Listen, the fact that they would have even let a teen cancer patient smoke pot for literal medical reasons.
Like,
That's
yeah,
ridiculous.
you're frying your brain. Like, he's like on, he's cancer. Like, I think it's
Chemo is
okay.
doing more damage to his brain than the pot
Honestly,
will.
yeah, this is helping him. Like, he
Yeah.
needs this. Let him do this.
God.
Yeah, I love it when Degrassi decides to take on drugs. It's always like,
These are the bad teaching moments at
it's so
Degrassi, for
boomer in
sure.
that way. It's
Yes,
so.
very much so.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, we can't always get it perfect. It's like we want like a very like heartfelt and like very like layered conversation about child sexual abuse to be like, don't smoke weed, it's bad. It's like, okay, sure.
They even took the point to like make Emma, because you know when they want to like really like make a character like unlikable, they make her a brunette. Right. So you're a brunette, and then, or like the kind of bad counterpart to a blonde, right, is always a brunette, and they might
Yeah,
as well be.
is that why Dorit is really starting to piss me off in Beverly Hills? Because her hair is brown now. I'm like, ugh. Like, ugh, gross.
Listen, I know we talked about gingers, but the real victim in all this are the
Yeah,
brunettes.
especially when they're described as mousy. She's like,
God
damn.
forbid. Oh, that's Tyra Banks' worst
Her
insult
mousy
on
brown hair. Like, why
Makeover
would you say that?
Day. Oh, God. Get some
It's like, your hair's kind
highlights
of
on that
mousy.
girl.
I'm like,
Was.
damn, like, oh, don't compare it to a rodent. That's
Yeah,
so mean.
there's no insult for
But yeah.
blonde.
I
So.
know. Like, oh, your hair is just too flaxen and shiny and golden. Like, oh no, poor thing. You're just too blonde. Anyway, that was fun. But yeah, be sure to tune in. Have a restful holiday if you are someplace where that's being celebrated. Rest up, chill out.
Yes,
I'm
take a
thankful
day
for
off.
you. I know that. I am. Take a day off.
I come to the table with a grateful heart, and I just want to say we are blessed and highly favored to have all you in our lives. God has really shined down upon all of us on this day. So thank you in Jesus' name. We name her.
I couldn't tell if you were joking or not for a second. I was like, I don't want to interrupt her, but like, what?
That was,
Yes, thank you guys so much for
yeah.
listening. And oh, sorry. No, that
Amen.
was great.
I'll finish it. There we go.
Oh, okay, sorry. Amen. Amen. Woman, I remember one time I saw like this. Sorry, this is so hard. I saw this like fucking like weird thing from like the 70s, and it was like a women's rights march, and someone was like, "To the mother, the daughter, and the holy granddaughter, woman."
Listen.
It was like so. You know, it was the white lady thought she was spitting. I was like, oh my god.
Off,
And the
sis.
holy grandmother, like, what? The Holy
Also,
Spirit is gender neutral. You don't have to say holy grandmother. Like, you're the
listen.
problem. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that was like, I was like, was that just it embodies like white feminism, I feel like overall, you know?
You know, as she
It just is.
came up with that, they're like, oh my God, Judy, that was great. And she was like, thanks. I thought it'd be interesting if we flip the genders. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like,
Put my own spin on it.
really hits home. It's like commenting on the patriarchal power structure of the Christian church. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Wow. And she's like, yeah. I hate black people though. And that's it. She like walks away. That is white feminism. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll catch you later, Brew Meds.
Five room heads.